Hey everybody, DJ here. Proverbs 12 coming at you soon, episode 256. Proverbs every day, but first, let's say a prayer for you. Father God, thank you so much for today. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for all that you've done for us. And Father, we do ask that today be a day of gaining in your grace, in your abundance to us. Father, we know we don't deserve it. But at the same time, we are thankful for the gift of wisdom, for the gift of your son. We love you, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's do this. All right, Proverbs 12. We're reading from the complete Jewish Bible. I think the last few days I've actually forgot to say that, but doesn't make it not true. All right, so we are. Oh, hey, yeah, this works. Okay, Proverbs 12. He who loves knowledge loves discipline, but he who hates correction is a bore. B-O-O-R, not B-O-R-E. It's a bore. Boor. I can't say I have ever used that word in conversation before. I want to cross-reference this. I can't help it. Oh, is stupid. Okay. Boor. Boor equals stupid. There we go. We're off to a solid start. But, pardon me. Loves knowledge. Love discipline. Oh yeah. Oh, I. All right, stay tuned to the end. Well, there's a song. Actually, it's one of my. I think it became one of my favorite of the songs that I've created for Proverbs. I created four versions of this song with the same lyrics, but there's one of those that is my favorite. So I'll play it for you at the end. How's that? Yeah. So anyway. Love knowledge, love discipline. How do we love knowledge and discipline? Why is this not? There it goes. There's a similarity here between loving knowledge, loving discipline. And it is something where if we don't submit ourselves, that's one thing. But to love that, to love what comes out of that discipline, to love what comes out of that gaining of knowledge, that is something special. And that ultimately is what I want to be. And I hope, if you're taking the time to watch this today, that that describes you as well. And if you hate correction, then you're stupid. You're a bore. Moving along, verse 2, a good man obtains Adonai's favor, but the schemer is, the schemer is condemnation. No one is made secure by wickedness, but the roots of the righteous will never be moved. A capable wife is a crown for her husband, but a shameful one is like rot in his bones. The plans of the righteous are just, But the schemes of a wicked are deceitful. The words of the wicked are a deadly ambush, but the speech of the upright rescues them. Once the wicked are down, it's the end for the end of them. But the house of the righteous upright, the house of the upright endures. These contrasts are just a lot of fun in a lot of ways. But there's also a lot of very serious stuff here. It needs to be taken seriously. Verse 8. A person wins praise in keeping with his common sense, but a person with a warped mind is treated with contempt. Better to be despised and have a servant than to boast of one's status, but have nothing to eat. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of wild to say that, but yeah, kind of wild. At least this person is being real. Verse 10, a righteous man takes care of his animal, but the wicked, even his compassion is cruel. Our character is revealed not only in how we treat other people, but also how we treat our animals, believe it or not. Character is revealed. He who farms his land will have plenty of food, but he who follows futilities has no sense. What happened to my mouse here? That gets a green one. Yeah. The wicked covet the loot of evil men, but the root of the righteous gives forth itself. Oh, it gives forth of itself. Okay. The wicked is trapped by his own sinful speech, but the righteous finds a way out of trouble. Yeah. One can be filled with good as a result of one's words, and one gets the reward one's deeds deserve. Catch that. That as a result of, I know I harp on it all the time, but it is so important. It is so important to get that you're not a victim of a system here. You can either be a victor of the system or be destroyed by it, but you're never a victim of it. Sorry, not sorry. It's just the way this works. It is a, you're accountable to your actions and you're accountable to your character. Period. End of story. That's just the way it goes. It's not that, you know, if you didn't get the code right and you didn't know the code, then all of a sudden you're punished anyway and oh, it's so unfair. No, it's that you knew the code because not only because it's right here, but it's like, this is inherent, you know, we know this stuff. This is ingrained in our psyche. We're created with this for a purpose. God didn't put this by accident. Y'all, the entire system was built with this in mind. Wisdom was there before all of creation. We know that our system exists because of it. So if you're defiant to it, what do you expect? Verse 15, fools suppose their way is straight, but the wise pay attention to advice. The fools suppose their way is straight, If I put the emphasis on the correct syllable, it changes its way of being perceived, doesn't it? Verse 16, a fool's anger is known at once, but a cautious person, slighted, conceals his feelings. He who tells the truth furthers justice, but a false witness furthers deceit. Let's go back to this. A fool's anger is known all at once. And that's so true. I when it comes to like the news and things like that, I always have like at least a 24-hour cycle before I respond to anything. It's just a general rule with me these days. Unless I'm in direct peril or if people that I love are in direct peril, then I just don't see how it's ever going to be important enough to justify being angry and obnoxiously so. And I have seen people doing such amazingly foolish things because of just being whipped up into a frenzy. And so fools making fools foolish. And their anger is known at once. But cautious person, even if they're slighted, they conceal their feelings. Verse 18. Idle talk can pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise can heal. Truthful words will stand forever. Lying speech, but a moment. Yeah, I hope that's obvious. Deceit is in the heart of those who plot evil, but for those advising peace, there is joy. No harm can come to the righteous, but the wicked are overwhelmed with disaster. It's always a hard one to read, just like what we were talking about yesterday, that this is a hard thing to fathom when you're going through, you know, bad things. But this phrase here, no harm, there's an implication that this is something eternal, not just in the moment. We need to be people that are thinking not in the moment, but in the long haul. So if that is our orientation, then this is our truth. Our truth. This is the truth. I can't believe those words just came out of my mouth. Blech. Verse 22. Lying lips are an abomination to Adonai, but those who deal faithfully are his delight. A cautious person conceals knowledge, but the heart of a fool blurts out folly. We talked about this a couple days ago, actually, the notion that if you're cautious in your knowledge, you're not holding it in permanently, but you are holding back, you know, waiting for that right opportune moment, making sure that you're not just casting your pearls before swine, so to speak. It's important. Verse 24, the diligent will rule, while the lazy will be put to forced labor. Anxiety in a person's heart weighs him down, but a kind word cheers him up. Which is ironic because there's another one that is very much like a cheerful word if your suffering is not taken well. But a kind word, you know, is a little bit different. If you're not in it to try and cheer them up, that's not your intent. If you're just trying to be kind, that has the effect of cheering them up. So work on that true kindness. You know, a lot of times we say things to try and quote unquote cheer people up. What we're actually trying to do is shut them up. So just be aware of that. By the way, sometimes a kind word is just what needs to be said. And there's, we know that there is, go back to the very top here. Love knowledge, love discipline. Yeah. Anyway, if you consider that a kindness, I don't know. I'm probably going too far with that one, is the honest truth. But there's a way to do that in kindness. There's a way to speak that correction to someone that is trusting you with that. If you're just speaking to a fool, then you're just speaking to a fool. But if it is someone that is important to you and you have a relationship with, sometimes the kindest thing to do for them is to break them out of their own deceptions. I didn't get myself into trouble today. I'm trying really hard. Verse 26, the righteous guides his friend's way rightly, but the way of the wicked will lead them astray. Those two almost should be together, huh? That's exactly what I was just saying. A lazy man doesn't roast what he hunted, but when a man is diligent, his wealth is precious. The road of righteousness is life. No death is in its pathway. Indeed. I love the rise and roaster game thing. Other translations say it that way. But that diligence, that is something that is like you don't take for granted what you've done for work. You don't take for granted what you have gotten out of it. It's precious. In any event, I do hope this was helpful to you. I promised you a song, so we're going to do that. And I'll probably take this opportunity, if you would like to support our channel, there's a couple of ways you can do that. And so we'll have a couple of things up on the screen and in the description. They are what are called affiliate or referral links. It means that whenever you purchase a product through that link, then you just are purchasing a project like you normally would. I only put things on the screen that I'd be willing to do, or I have done actually in all cases today. They are all things that I do, some of which on a monthly basis. And so these are all things that I absolutely wholeheartedly endorse, but they don't pay me to say the things. It's just a referral. But there is a compensation that we get. Any money that comes in, I put right back into the channel. But I have to disclose that. That's just a weird legal thing. You get it, hopefully. You've experienced this kind of things before. But in any event, I promised you a song. Here is my little song about Proverbs 12. Enjoy, everybody. In the wind. Folly screams with twisted grin. Walking straight or spinning round. What you seek is what you found. Words heal the weary soul. Hatred makes a mighty whole. Hard work brings a fruitful land. Laziness dissolves the sand. Yeah.
gentle hand turns wrath aside. Harsh words spark the fiercest tide. Honesty, a beacon bright. Lies dissolve in darkest night. A proverb a day will bring wisdom your way, bringing you a chapter each calendar day. Proverbs, every day. Proverbs, every day.